Todo el mundo ha oído hablar de Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes. Ya sabe, Gordon, el jefe. Pero escuché a uno de mis clientes llamarlo el maestro.
Sí, también escuché que lo conocen como el toro. Él no deja que la compañía de seguros te dé vueltas.
Bueno, también es conocido en la comunidad como el capitán, el tigre y el luchador.
Gordon tiene bastantes apodos, pero no importa cómo la gente lo llame. Él está aquí para luchar por ti y tu familia.
Llama a Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes, al 225-888-8888. Somos tu voz.
It's another one. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the weekly show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. On this week's program, my guest is David Drogemeier. David is the host of the Locked On Chargers podcast. The podcast provides content related to the NFL's Los Angeles Chargers. On the interview, we talk about the Chargers' win against the Philadelphia Eagles from Week 9. Also, we talk Chargers offense and defense. We also talk about quarterback Justin Herbert, as well as the Chargers moving from San Diego to Los Angeles, and so much more. David is coming up in this week's interview segment. Great to talk to him and get the insight in the 411 on what's currently happening with the Los Angeles Chargers. But before we get to this week's show, we got to give you the scores from the most important games from Week 9 in the National Football League. Let's start off with the Thursday night matchup between the New York Jets and the Indianapolis Colts. Colts handled their business, beating the Jets, final score 45-30. The Atlanta Falcons took on the New Orleans Saints in an NFC South showdown, always a matchup between the ATL and the NO. The Falcons would beat the Saints with a last-second field goal, 27-25. The Battle of the State of Ohio between the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals, it was all Cleveland. Cleveland would beat Cincinnati, final score 41-16. The Minnesota Vikings squared off against the Baltimore Ravens. It was all Minnesota for like three quarters, but the Ravens, led by Lamar Jackson, would go into overtime. Justin Tucker's game-winning field goal would help the Ravens beat the Vikings, final score in overtime, 34-31. The Green Bay Packers went up against the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. No Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love got his first career NFL start. Patrick Mahomes, not the best offense from the Chiefs, but it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. The Chiefs' defense saves the day as the Kansas City would go on to beat Green Bay, final score 13-7. The Arizona Cardinals squared off against the San Francisco 49ers in an NFC West showdown. No Kyler Murray, no problem. Colt McCoy stepped in nicely, handled his business along with James Conner, making his presence felt as the Cardinals would beat the 49ers, final score 31-17. Sunday night football out in Inglewood, California at SoFi Stadium between the Tennessee Titans and the Los Angeles Rams. What a surprise this was. The Titans shut down the Rams 28-16. And on Monday night football in the Steel City of Pittsburgh between the Chicago Bears and the Pittsburgh Steelers, Justin Fields led the Bears to a comeback in midway through the other fourth quarter. But a very controversial taunting penalty was called against Chicago. Ben Roethlisberger did what he does best, that championship experience, gets his team in field goal range. Chris Boswell kicks the field goal, puts the Steelers ahead, and the Steelers would go on to win in a close one on Monday Night Football, final score 29-27. So that's the scores from the most important games from Week 9 in the National Football League. All right, it's now time for my top three storylines. I want to start off with Aaron Rodgers. Okay, so here's the latest news on Mr. Rodgers. The NFL did a review of the Green Bay Packers COVID-19 protocols, and it was confirmed that the Packers were going to be fined $300,000, while quarterback Aaron Rodgers and wide receiver Alan Lazard were each going to be fined $14,650. $14,650. Wow, that's like pretty much a slap on the wrist, if you ask me. Consider Rodgers, who at a press conference back in August said that he was immunized. He was not vaccinated. He was immunized. Okay, so during this time, so after he claims in August that he told the media that he was immunized, showing up at press conferences without wearing a mask, and then also being amongst his teammates at team meetings and whatnot unmasked. And then Aaron, along with his teammate Alan Lazard, they attended a Halloween party away from the facility, and both Rogers and Lazard, both unvaccinated, were not even wearing masks at this Halloween party. So this has just gone from bad to worse on all parties for Aaron, for the Green Bay Packers, and for the NFL. Again, the Green Bay's only been fined $300,000, and then Aaron Rodgers and wide receiver Alan Lazard have only been fined each $14,650. That, again, as I stated earlier, that is a slap on the wrist. Now, the latest coming out of this is that Aaron lost his endorsement deal with a local health insurance company. However, Aaron still has his endorsement deal with State Farm that they say, even though they don't agree with how he handled the situation, they still believe in his right to choose what he decides to put in his body and how he handles this health situation, handle this current pandemic. So he's still, for the moment, still under contract with State Farm. Now, here's more on the Aaron Rodgers situation. Rodgers, again, is currently in the isolation process, and he's eligible to return to the team on Saturday. That's a day before Green Bay's next game against the Seattle Seahawks. So this has just been a very strange and very distracting 2 weeks for the Green Bay Packers. They got the Aaron Rodgers situation, then the organization's been fined, and then, man, it's just the quarterback situation is in limbo with Jordan Love. He was thrown in the line of fire last week against the Kansas City Chiefs. Just all sorts of situation going on at Titletown, USA, with Aaron and the Packers. My next storyline is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City pulled off a tough one against the Green Bay Packers last week, and then also they pulled off a close one on Monday night at Arrowhead against the New York Giants. Now, with that being said, they have not looked like the Kansas City Chiefs of the last 2 years. They haven't looked like the Kansas City that has gone to three AFC championships in a row. They have not looked like the Kansas City that has played in back-to-back Super Bowls. I don't know what's going on. It seems that everybody's distracted. It looks like Mahomes is distracted. Tyreek Hill's not playing up to par. You've also got Travis Kelce's been dropping a lot of passes. I know they've suffered a big blow to the offensive side with Clyde Edwards-Helaire being on injured reserve. So it's just not the same Kansas City right now. With Odell Beckham being released by the Cleveland Browns, and now he's currently on waivers, if the Kansas City Chiefs can get him, that could provide a spark to the Kansas City offense because the Chiefs are still in it. They're still in the thick of things. The Chiefs can get a wild card spot depending on what happens with the Chargers and the Raiders and the Broncos because the AFC West is really good this year. Kansas City, they're just not playing like themselves right now, and they've got to get it together. And I know Andy Reid, and I know we've seen Patrick with the press conferences and saying we've got to get it together, we got to get our act together, and so on and so forth. Yes, you got to get your act together, but, man, the rest of the schedule is not looking good for them. They've got the Raiders coming up on Sunday night. Then they've got a tough game at Arrowhead against the Dallas Cowboys. Then the bye week. And then after that, you've got Denver, the Raiders again. Then you're at the Chargers. And then you got Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Denver. So it does not get any easier for the Kansas City Chiefs. But hopefully if they can land Odell, it could provide a spark for them. And hopefully they can get back to being the Kansas City Chiefs that we've known and loved for the last several years. And for my last storyline is going to be the Tennessee Titans. Who, if you asked me if the Tennessee Titans would have beaten the Los Angeles Rams in front of a worldwide television audience on Sunday Night Football, I would have told you I wouldn't have believed you. But guess what? They did. And they didn't just beat the Rams. They embarrassed them on Sunday night. No Derrick Henry. They're saying that he could be out the earliest 6 weeks to the latest could be 10 weeks. But they signed an old faithful in Adrian Peterson, and Adrian handled his business and was solid. But also give a lot of credit to that Titan defense as well. The Titans shut down a team with one of the best offenses in the league. Matthew Stafford and a host of talented receivers and running backs that they have with the Rams. Now, as far as Tennessee is concerned, Tennessee, they've currently won 5 in a row. They've beat Jacksonville. They beat Buffalo. They've beaten the Chiefs. They beat the Indianapolis Colts in an overtime game. That was the game that Derrick Henry got hurt in, and then the Sunday night game beating the Rams. These next games for Tennessee are winnable. It's going to be a tough game against the Saints. Then they've got a winnable game against Houston. It's going to be a tough game against New England. And then after the bye week, they've got a winnable game against Jacksonville. They got a tough one at Pittsburgh, a tough one against San Francisco, and then they've got winnable games against Miami and at Houston. So the schedule is falling in favor of Tennessee right now. Tennessee at the moment currently has the number one seed in the AFC. And, man, this is going to be interesting. What a strange year it's been with Kansas City being 5-4, and Kansas City is not even at the top of the AFC West as this show is airing. Tennessee is currently number one, man. The NFL is just – it's never a dull moment. So please pay attention to Tennessee and what they're going to bring as we move forward in this continuation of this NFL season. All right, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with David Drogemeier. David is the host of the Locked On Chargers podcast. The podcast covers everything related to the NFL's Los Angeles Chargers. Stay tuned for that. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to The League Wraparound.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with Mom? That's more than a 5-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Jewel Osco for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Jewel Osco for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Jewel Osco Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit JewelOsco.com/foryou for program details.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Tom Thumb for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Tom Thumb for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Tom Thumb Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit TomThumb.com/foryou for program details.
Beat the stress with the Planet Fitness Black Card for $22.99 a month and feel great with all the perks, like access to over 2,000 locations, bring a guest anytime, and relax and unwind with massage chairs and more. Your fitness is essential. Join Planet Fitness today and enjoy all the perks of the PF Black Card for zero enrollment and $22.99 a month. Hurry, deal ends November 16th.
Join Planet Fitness today for no enrollment. Hurry, offer ends Tuesday, November 16th.
Commitment may apply. See club for details. Beat the stress with the Planet Fitness Black Card for $22.99 a month and feel great with all the perks, like access to over 2,000 locations. Bring a guest anytime and relax and unwind with massage chairs and more. Your fitness is essential. Join Planet Fitness today and enjoy all the perks of the PF Black Card for zero enrollment and $22.99 a month. Hurry, deal ends November 16th.
Join Planet Fitness today for no enrollment. Hurry, offer ends Tuesday, November 16th.
Commitment may apply. See club for details.
you could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Jewel Osco for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Jewel Osco for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Jewel Osco Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit jewelosco.com/foryou for program details.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Shaw's for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Shaw's for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Shaw's Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit shaws.com/foryou for program details.
If I subtract, do I add? Out of the pocket, Herbert sets. Home run ball is hauled in. Mike Williams, a big play downfield against Darius Slay.
In there on a third and one.
Quick snap, quick throw. Herbert to Parham. Oh, he breaks free. Touchdown, Chargers. Parham makes it happen.
Looking to put this one away. The approach sweeps the leg and knocks it through for Los Angeles. 27-24, the Chargers lead. 2 seconds left on the clock.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports, and that was Los Angeles Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert doing his thing, throwing a touchdown pass to Donald Parhams, and also he scores a rushing touchdown. You just heard Dustin Hopkins would go on to kick the game-winning field goal as the Chargers beat the Philadelphia Eagles 27-24 in Week 9 of the 2021 NFL season. And for someone that knows the Chargers very well and covers them on a regular basis, we're going to talk more about the Chargers game against the Eagles as well as the Chargers offense, defense, Justin Herbert, and amongst other things. I want to welcome him to the program. He's the host of the Locked On Chargers podcast and also host of the Locked On NFL podcast, David Drogemeier. David, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for reaching out to me, and I'm really excited to talk about this Eagles game and the Chargers so far this season.
All right, you're welcome, sir. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's jump to it. Give me your takeaways from the Chargers game against the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost is Justin Herbert returning to prominence. I think a lot of that has to be attributed to the play calling. I think offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi drew up a beautiful game plan against the Eagles. We knew coming into the game that the Eagles linebackers and coverage were a huge liability, and that was definitely a target, because especially on the outside, rewatching this game, the Chargers attacked the flats and the outside part of the field against the Eagles repeatedly. They used running backs, they used tight ends, they used wide receivers, and they were open all day long on that sideline. They moved the pocket for Justin Herbert. They got him on the run. He excels with that, and that led to one of the best performances of his career, over 84% completion percentage, 32 of 38, 350-plus yards, 3 total touchdowns. I mean, that's the type of performance that you expect from Justin Herbert, and a lot of that had to do with that play calling.
Indeed, yeah, it was good to see Justin Herbert coming back to prominence, as you said earlier, David. We're going to get more into Justin a little bit later, but I want to talk about this Charger offense. Austin Eckler, what a season he's had so far. In this game against the Eagles, he had 17 carries for 59 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Austin's performance in this game against the Eagles and his overall play this year.
Yeah, for Austin Eckler in this particular game, he wasn't super efficient. Like you said, 17 carries, 59 yards. It's only about 3.5 yards per carry, but he had some big runs. And also, when you talk about Austin Eckler, he's not your typical bell cow type of back. He's not the take the rock 25, 30 times. He's more of a touches type of player. So when you look at Austin Eckler and you look at his profile, you want to look at more of his all-purpose yards, because he's one of the best pass-catching running backs in the NFL, and the Chargers definitely use him with that strength. So Austin Eckler this year has been fantastic because of Justin Herbert getting him the ball as a pass catcher. I think the Chargers are starting to use him a little bit more in the screen game, which is really a huge asset, because he's so low to the ground. He's very, very hard to tackle. He's very elusive. So I think Austin Eckler's been phenomenal this year. He's a huge weapon. He is a major catalyst for the Chargers offense.
All right, I want to move along now to the receiving core. Man, Keenan Allen. I mean, since he's entered the NFL, he's been one of the premier wide receivers. In this game, he had 12 catches for 104 yards. And just kind of give me your thoughts on Keenan's play in this game against the Eagles and his performance this year.
Yeah, Keenan Allen, I think you don't see the touchdown numbers that you saw last year, and I think a lot of that has to do with the Chargers featuring Mike Williams a little bit more. I mean, Mike Williams has 6 touchdowns this year. But in this game against the Eagles, one of the things that I think that was really beneficial for the Chargers is that they threw the ball to him 4 times on the first series, and it really got him involved. I think the Chargers' offense is at its best when Keenan Allen is in a rhythm and when he has that confidence going. Every receiver wants the ball. I mean, this is the NFL. I mean, honestly, you look at any receiver at any level, they want the ball in their hands. And Keenan Allen is no different. And when he gets the ball in his hands, good things happen. He's one of the best receivers on third down. He gets you first down. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of wiggle or a lot of speed, but he's one of the best route runners in the NFL, bar none. And the Chargers desperately needed a big performance from him after 2 kind of down games against the Patriots and the Ravens. But he came back, and he came back to play. Just a beautiful vintage performance from Keenan Allen.
All right, and speaking of coming to play, you mentioned his name earlier, Mike Williams, in his game against the Eagles. He had 2 catches for 58 yards. Now, you know, David, this year is a contract year for Mike Williams. This is the final year of his deal, so he's come out playing with a vengeance this year. Just give me your thoughts on how Mike played against the Eagles and how he's played in the final year of his contract.
Yeah, against the Eagles, obviously, I mean, not a lot of production, but one major, like, big catch, and it was like a 45-plus yard reception where the Chargers kind of moved Justin Herbert out of the pocket. He rolls to his right, sets his feet, and throws a laser while, you know, the top corner from the Eagles' Darius Slay is all over him, and it was just a perfect throw, a beautiful catch. And with Mike Williams, he's just one of those better jump ball receivers in the NFL. You know, they say 50-50 ball. With him, it's not really 50-50. It's more 80-20 because – more often than not, he comes down with the football. I think the difference this year is that they're getting Mike Williams more involved in the game plan, and they're using him more than just a jump ball receiver. I mean, Mike Williams is a guy with the football in his hands. He has deceptive speed. He has great size. He's 6'4", 220. This guy can really move. So this season, you're seeing the Chargers get him the ball in the short part of the field and the intermediate part of the field. They're giving him the ball and letting him use his athleticism to move down the field, and it has really paid dividends for not only Mike Williams but the Chargers. Mike Williams is having a career year this year. We've seen him eclipse 1,000 yards receiving. We've seen him eclipse 10 touchdowns, but never in the same season. And for Mike Williams, there's no better time for him to put it all together than this year, as you, like you said, he is in the last year of his contract, his rookie deal. He's making pretty penny, $15+ million, but if he continues to play at the rate that he is playing right now, he is in for a major payday at the end of the year.
Do you think he'll be back with the Chargers next year?
I think the Chargers are the masters of their own destiny as far as Mike Williams is concerned, because If you look at their cap space going into next year, they are expected to have $70+ million in cap space. This is the time, if they are going to bring in Mike Williams and sign him to a long-term extension, it would be the right time to do it. But there's a lot of money tied up in wide receivers if that's the case. You're already paying Keenan Allen $20 million a year, which, hey, he deserves it. Obviously, he's one of the better receivers in the NFL. But then you'd have to give Mike Williams between $18 and $21 million a year as well. And that's a lot of money to be tied up in the wide receiver core. So obviously, it's depending on if Mike Williams is able to stay healthy. I know the organization really loves Mike Williams. They think he's a very tough player and that he's gutted out and been out there for his guys. So they definitely put stock in that. But Mike Williams is going to have to continue to do what he's done, and that's perform. And if he does that, the Chargers have the money to execute a deal.
All right, fair enough. And let's move along now to the two tight ends that scored a touchdown in this game against the Eagles. We had Steven Anderson had four catches for 39 yards, and then Donald Parham had three catches for 39 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Steven and Donald and their performance in this game against the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, I want to throw Jerry Cook in there as well because the tight ends were used to great effectiveness in this game. They were 11 for 11 for 126 yards and two touchdowns. And Steven Anderson is a tight end they use a lot kind of as a fullback or as a blocking tight end. And he's been sprinkled in there more and more. And I think it's great because of the fact that most of the time when he comes in, he's a blocker. So when they do send him out on the pattern, more often than not, he's wide open. And the play call for him was just fantastic. They had him back in the backfield as the running back next to Justin Herbert. They kind of sneak him out on the flat behind the linebacker, hit him in the end zone for a touchdown, and it was just a beautiful play call. And then Donald Parham is just a human skyscraper. He's 6'8", has a gigantic wingspan, and his deceptive quickness and agility for a man of his size. They threw it out to the flat to Donald Parham. Donald Parham literally pushes Darius Slay out of the way and waltzes into the end zone for a beautiful touchdown. But the tight ends had a huge impact on this game, and all of them were productive.
Indeed, they were productive. And you mentioned Jared Cook, and I want to get to him. He had four catches for 48 yards in this game against the Eagles. But before Jared arrived with the Chargers had a really good tight end with Hunter Henry. Can you, David, can you give me the differences between Jared and Hunter?
Yeah, absolutely. Hunter Henry is your prototypical tight end. I mean, he can do everything well. He's a phenomenal blocker. He's very technically sound. He's a great pass catcher. He doesn't have great speed, but he is a very pronounced route runner. He's very precise. He has very strong hands, which really works in his favor. Jared Cook is your pass-catching tight end. He's not a great blocker. He still has great speed for being in the league for 10-plus years. And if you look at the production this year between Jared Cook and Hunter Henry, it's really not too different. It's not too far away from each other. And Hunter Henry signed a massive deal with the Patriots, and Jared Cook is on a one-year, $3.5 million contract with the Chargers. So it's a huge bang for your buck type of signing. And although this is a stopgap because, like I said, Jared Cook is on the wrong side of 30 and has been in the league for a long time, but he's still been very productive, and I think he's been a great mentor to the other tight ends on the roster, like Steven Anderson and Donald Parham.
All right. I want to get now to the offensive line for a moment. I know Brian Bulaga, who is a former Green Bay Packer, he's currently on injured reserve. But, man, they got Corey Linsley as their center. And, man, Corey has played pretty nicely this year. Give me your thoughts on Corey and the rest of the Chargers' offensive line.
Yeah, the Chargers' offensive line is completely different this year. They overhauled this line. There's only one returning member of the offensive line from last year to this year. They saw obvious deficiencies on that line and knew that they had to put premium resources into that line, and that first step was bringing in Corey Linsley from the Packers, who, bar none, is one of the best centers in the NFL. And with a young quarterback, with Justin Herbert, who is a phenom, a great player, to have a guy like Corey Linsley come in and really take command and really kind of take over those protection calls and really get everybody lined up and on the same page, it's invaluable to have a guy with that kind of experience, a guy who's worked with one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL and Aaron Rodgers and a first ballot Hall of Famer. To bring that type of experience to the middle of your defense, your offensive line, it is just fantastic. And then the Chargers, they are able to draft left tackle Rashawn Slater in the first round out of Northwestern, who has simply been one of the best left tackles in the NFL, not just rookie tackles, just best tackles, period. This guy stones people. He erases your best pass rusher. He's went up against Chase Young, Miles Garrett, several other, Chris Jones of the Chiefs, several really, really high-quality pass rushers, and he has eliminated them from the game, so much so that those guys move over to the other side of the formation to get away from Rashawn Slater because he's dominating. And then they bring in left guard Matt Filer, who has some position flex. He can play tackle or guard, but he's playing guard in the Chargers' offensive line, and he's been a phenomenal run blocker, an adequate pass blocker. And on the right side, I think that's where you kind of see the weaker part of the offensive line for the Chargers. They brought in Odey Obuchi from the Lions. They signed him to a one-year deal, but unfortunately he tore his ACL. He's out for the year. They brought back a familiar face to replace him in Michael Schofield, who was a former Charger. He's just kind of a bring-your-lunch-pill-to-work type of guy. He's going to get his job done, not do anything spectacular, but he's solid. And then the right tackle, it's Storm Norton, who had a phenomenal game against the Eagles. He did not give up a pressure, which is big, because before that game he had given up the third most pressures in the NFL to according to PFF. So as an offensive tackle, that is. So he struggled mightily this year. The Chargers have sorely missed Brian Bulaga, who has been out most of the year with an injury. But in this game, they played phenomenally. And the investment in the offensive line has absolutely panned out. Justin Herbert has a lot more time. They're better run blocking. The spine of your offense, and your team just all together is the offense and defensive line. The Chargers have finally figured out that they need to invest draft picks and money in that position, and it has paid big dividends.
Rightfully so, David. And again, it's a quarterback's league, but you got to have that offensive line. That pass protection is very important. And speaking of, you mentioned about being the offensive line being a big investment. The defense has been a huge investment the last several years for the Chargers. I got to get right to him. Joey Bosa. Joey had two tackles and a sack in this contest against the Eagles. Give me your thoughts on Joey and what he did in this game against the Eagles and Joey's played during this season so far.
Yeah, in this game against the Eagles, he was really the only one to get any kind of consistent pressure against the Eagles and Jalen Hurts. And, Jalen Hurts is a special athlete. He can really run with the football. He's one of the better running quarterbacks. He actually has the second most rushing yards in the league to Lamar Jackson, at least rushing yards as a quarterback in the league, second to Lamar Jackson. So he can really run with the football. And that was a big aspect as to why the Chargers weren't really getting a good pass rush, because the Eagles were running the ball at will. I mean, no matter who they gave the ball to, whether it was the running backs or the quarterback, they were gashing the Chargers and getting huge runs. And when you're doing that, when their opponent is doing that to you, it's hard to get a consistent pass rush. But Joey Bosa getting after the quarterback, and he impacted a couple of plays in this game. And without Joey, this might have been a different story here. But Joey Bosa desperately needs more help. They need someone else to be able to get after the passer, because Joey Bosa's gotten double and triple teamed a lot this season. That's why you only see him with 4.5 sacks. But he's a much better player than that, and he's a very well-rounded defensive end. He can play very strong against the run. He can set a physical edge for you, and obviously he can definitely get after the quarterback. But Joey has played very well this year, but he just needs some more help.
What do you think the difference is, in your opinion, between him and his brother Nick in San Francisco?
Yeah, there's not much. I think both of these guys have tremendous motors. I think that's a trademark of the Bosa family, is like they play whistle to whistle, man. They're incredibly intelligent. They're very, very hard workers. They work at their craft. They care about this. Their dad was in the NFL, although both of the Bosa brothers are much, much better than their dad was or ever will be. And I would say, I think Nick probably has a little bit more speed and Joey has a little bit more power and technique.
All right, fair enough. I want to move along now to Linval Joseph. We know about years that he spent with the Minnesota Vikings and the New York Giants. He was the leading tackler in this game against the Eagles. He had 8 tackles. Just give me your thoughts on Linval and his performance against the Eagles and what he's done this year.
Linval Joseph is one of those unsung heroes. He plays one of those positions that doesn't get a lot of credit. They do a lot of the dirty work, and sometimes it goes unnoticed because they get, you know, swallowed up on double teams. And Linval Joseph does a great job of that. He's a massive man. I mean, if you've seen Linval Joseph, that big number 98, I mean, they don't call him Big Goon for nothing. That dude is gigantic. He's hard to move. In this game against the Eagles, he was fantastic. He had an 85.4 PFF grade, and he was pretty much behind every decent run stop that the Chargers had. He had 7 stops in this game. He was truly instrumental to the little bit of positive run defense that the Chargers displayed in this game. And like I said, Linval Joseph's done a lot of the dirty work this season for the Chargers. He's just a solid veteran presence that without him, this already, you know, last-ranked run defense in the NFL would be even worse.
All right, and then there's a couple of other players I want to mention on the defensive side. Derwin James Jr., he's leading the team in tackles currently with 68, but Derwin also provided 4 tackles in this game against the Eagles. Give me your thoughts on Derwin in this game and how he's played this year. Clearly, he's like one of the best safeties in the league.
Yeah, Derwin James is an animal. I mean, if you were to build not just a safety, but a defensive player from the ground up, it would look very close to Derwin James. Derwin James is a positionless player in the NFL. He can do anything that you ask him to do. If you want him to play back and play free safety, he can do that. If you want him to play strong safety and play in the box against the run, he can do that. If you want him to rush the passer, if you want him to lock down the number one tight end, lock down the number one wide receiver, he is capable of doing all those things at a very high level. And he showed that in this game, especially with the Chargers having their top 2 corners down in this game. Michael Davis and Asante Samuel Jr. were both in this game. Concussion protocol for Asante Samuel Jr. and Michael Davis with a hamstring injury. But Derwin James helps alleviate some of that stress of missing those 2 top guys because you can move him all over the football field. And that's what Brandon Staley has done this season. He's moved Derwin James around. He's been in the slot. He's been a rusher. He's been back. He's been in the box. He's been everywhere because that's the best way to use his talents. If you're not moving Derwin James all over the field and trying to get him as close to the ball and close to the action as possible, you're not making the best use of his talents. Derwin James, it's just a pleasure to see him healthy this year after 2 devastating injuries that took the majority of his season. He's back, and he is Derwin freaking James again. It's beautiful to see.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And in speaking, also seeing something beautiful to see along his cohort in the secondary is Chris Harris Jr. He was a member of the no-fly zone with the Denver Broncos. He had 3 tackles in this game against the Eagles. Just give me your thoughts on Chris in this game and his 2021 season so far.
Yeah, unfortunately, Chris Harris Jr. did not have his best game. He had 3 tackles, but he gave up 4 receptions on 4 targets for 80-plus yards and a 29-yard touchdown. So Chris Harris Jr., I think he's dealt with a lot of injuries the last couple of years after being relatively healthy with the Broncos. He had an injury last year where that cost him about 6 games, and then he's had injuries that he's dealt with this year that, I mean, when you're on the wrong side of 30 as a corner and you're injured, it takes a little bit longer to heal and to get back right. And you know, you're not really going to get that speed back. I mean, you're really just going to get slower as you age. And unfortunately for Chris Harris, I think that's been a very apparent this year. I mean, he's another guy that can move around the formation. He's a very intelligent player. He's always been that. But this season, I think you've seen a kind of considerable drop off in his play. And I'm frankly not quite sure how much longer he's going to be playing in the NFL.
All right, and well, somebody that's expected to play for the next decade or two is, we talked about him earlier, and that's Justin Herbert. In this game, Justin had completed 32 out of 38 passes for 356 yards. He had 2 touchdown passes, and he had a rushing touchdown. So, David, we know about the immediate impact that Justin has made to the Chargers, only his 2nd year in the league. Give me your thoughts on his performance in this game against the Eagles and his play in 2021 so far.
Yeah, Justin Herbert was phenomenal in this game. Like I said earlier, he played one of the best games of his career. Like I said, a lot to do with that was the play calling. They really utilized Justin Herbert's gift. He has an incredibly strong arm. He has an accurate arm. He can really make any throw on the football field. Any throw that you ask him to do, he is capable of doing it. But I think in a way to kind of help out the offensive line and also just to get Justin Herbert in a rhythm, they really moved the pocket. They moved him out. They used the bootleg. They used the play actions. They used the rollouts to very, very high effectiveness in this game for Justin Herbert. And it was a huge reason why the Chargers offense was humming. Like, they literally could do anything they want through the air. The Eagles played cover two or a lot of zone coverages in this game, and the Chargers were eating – Chargers and Justin Herbert were eating that alive all game long. And for Justin Herbert, I mean, he's had a great year this year. He had a couple of bad games back-to-back with the Patriots and the Baltimore Ravens, but those are two of the best defensive minds in the league, in league history, with Bill Belichick. Obviously, he's one of the best coaches of all time, and then the defensive coordinator of the Ravens, Wink Martindale, is also a very innovative defensive coach and really throws a lot of disguises and a lot of coverages out there. I think one of the things that Justin Herbert has struggled with this year is that they like to change the defenses like to change the sight picture after the snap. They might show the blitz before they snap the ball, and then they might go back into zone or go back into coverage. And, you know, what that does is that forces the quarterback to have to change what he was going to do or have to decipher and process the field very, very quickly, make a read and get the ball out. In this game, they were able to get the ball out very quickly and really, like, attack those zones. Justin Herbert, I think, is on for a phenomenal second season. There's definitely not going to be any sophomore slump with Justin Herbert. And he's a guy who makes mistakes, but he learns from those mistakes, and you don't see those mistakes going forward. And I think that just speaks to his intelligence.
You're right about that, and his intelligence and his very few mistakes have paid off in this 2021 season so far with the Chargers. And I want to stay with Justin again for a moment. Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, I guess you could put Derrick Henry in the mix as well. Those are just some of the players that could be candidates for the league MVP. In your opinion, David, what do you think makes Justin Herbert the outright winner to win the league MVP?
Well, I mean, I think right now he needs to continue to build on this good performance here and show some consistency. If he's able to multiply this performance, you know, five or six more times, then I think you can seriously start putting his name in that hat. But I think until then, he's still a very, very phenomenal player, and I think his trajectory is to be an MVP at some point, but it might not be this season.
Interesting. Okay, I mean, I know he's put up some great numbers. You mentioned that we've seen him not have some great games, but it's interesting though. But it's still very early in this NFL season, so we shall see a lot of more football left to be played. And while before we go into the preview of the Chargers' next game against the Vikings, I know that you mentioned in your bio that you are a native of San Diego, and the Chargers are playing in that other city in Southern California. I think it's called Los Angeles. And I want to ask you. I have to ask this question. I know, in your opinion, what are the differences between the Chargers being in San Diego and the Chargers being in Los Angeles?
Yeah, well, in San Diego, they were one of the only tickets in town, right? I mean, you have the Padres, who have been around for 50 years, but you don't have a basketball franchise, you don't have a soccer franchise, so it was just the Padres and the Chargers. And you know, you take the Chargers out of San Diego and you move them to L.A., and they go from being at the top of the totem pole to the very bottom of the totem pole in L.A. They're behind the Dodgers, they're behind the USC, they're behind the Clippers, they're behind the Lakers.
Rams.
All the Rams, they're at the very bottom in Los Angeles. Like, and in L.A., if you don't win, then you are irrelevant. And I mean not just win, I mean win championships. So until the Chargers start winning championships and they add to their empty trophy case that they currently have, then they're going to continue to be irrelevant in L.A.
Yeah, you know, I just want to stay in San Diego for a moment. It was just so sad to see how the Chargers left San Diego like that. I know that the Spanos family, Dean, is the owner of the team. And I want to ask you, why weren't they able to secure a stadium? Because I was reading the stories and seeing the on the news and television stories and stuff like that. Wasn't there a plan in place for them to get a possible stadium built in downtown San Diego? What was the situation behind that?
Well, it all had to do with the voting and how the team wanted the votes to be set up. And I personally believe that Dean Spanos was really just going through the motions and jumping through the hoops in order to get his team where they ultimately wanted to be, which was L.A. And it's all about money, right? I mean, the city of San Diego did not want to have to pay more than, you know, 50% of the stadium, and they shouldn't, right? Because the Chargers, the owner, they wanted the new stadium. And the kicker was this. At the end of the day, they had a citywide vote versus a countywide vote. And that citywide vote failed. If they had introduced this to be a countywide vote, it would have passed overwhelmingly. And I think that was a sentiment that a lot of San Diegans had, and that did not come to fruition. And that's because the Chargers were making it look like they wanted to stay in San Diego when their ulterior motive all along was to go to L.A. It's sad. I'm a San Diego. Obviously, like I said, I'm from San Diego, and it was hurtful, but I don't take it out on the players because they play where their owner tells them to play. I mean, where the people that sign their checks, that's what they have to do. So it's a sad situation, but, you know, that's water under the bridge now. There's no reason to cry over spilled milk anymore, and, you know, the Chargers are in L.A. and trying to establish a foothold there.
What's the status on Qualcomm Stadium?
Oh, it's been torn down. Yeah, the Aztecs,
that's right.
The San Diego State Aztecs are making their own stadium where Qualcomm Stadium used to sit, and I think it should be done in a few years, and the Aztecs football will call it their new home.
Wow, how much? I mean, you just mentioned that it's water under the bridge and you don't cry over spilled milk, but what do other Charger fans in San Diego, do they have the same reaction as you are? Are they still hurt behind this?
Yeah, absolutely they do. There's a lot of pain, a lot of anger out there. Really, for the ownership, I think there's a lot of people who, I think if Dean Spanos ever sold the team or if the NFL forced him to sell the team, they would probably come back to being Charger fans because there's a lot of malice. And also, I'll say this. Every time I go home to San Diego, there's still a lot of people that rock Chargers gear. And I think there's a lot of people that still watch the Chargers that don't really show everybody that they're watching the Chargers or like put it out there on social media or anything like that. They're still fans of the team, but they're kind of closet fans of the team, or they hate watch and they watch the Chargers to see them lose. And they kind of take some solace and some enjoyment out of that. I think you see a lot of that in San Diego.
Wow. Well, you know, speaking of another franchise, the Raiders spent many years in Oakland, then they went to Los Angeles, then they came back to Oakland before going to Las Vegas. Is there a chance that I know it's maybe a slim chance because they have that new stadium. Is there a chance that the Chargers could relocate back to San Diego or maybe the NFL could introduce another city because of London having popularity? Maybe there's been reports that maybe the NFL could have a franchise in London. Would San Diego ever get another NFL team in the near future?
Yeah, I think that this Aztec Stadium can be expanded to house an NFL franchise. But as far as the Chargers going back to San Diego, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. The Chargers have like a 30-year lease agreement with the Rams to stay in SoFi Stadium. So I don't think that's going to happen. And also, you know, the Chargers have already entertained some of those rumors about potentially relocating to London. And Dean Spanos, the Chargers owner, made it very clear that they had absolutely no interest in that happening.
Well, I'm still kind of confused about this. How come there was only a city vote and not a county vote? Was this selected by the Spanos family or did the state of California have some? Okay.
Yeah, the Spanos family kind of orchestrated this because, like I said, at the end of the day, they ultimately wanted to go to L.A. because the value of their franchise doubles as soon as they put Los Angeles in front of their name.
Wow, it's unbelievable, man. Whenever I see the Chargers, I mean, it's nice that they're in L.A., but so many great memories in San Diego. Do they play the Superchargers song at the SoFi Stadium, or does that belong in the San Diego history?
No, they don't. I think one of the major, I guess, losses, or not losses, but one of the big issues that I saw with the Chargers is that the organization kind of alienated the city of San Diego. They kind of, you know, said, okay, thanks for the 56 years, and then bye. And then they're like, okay, I got to establish a new residence, a new foothold in L.A. I feel like if they did a better job of saying, hey, you know, we tried, we did everything we could to get a new stadium in San Diego, we still want to incorporate you and involve you in the team, I feel like that would have gone a long way with people in San Diego to kind of stay rooting and supporting the team. But because they didn't do that, I feel like they missed a big opportunity there.
Wow. Have you been to a game at SoFi?
I have not been to a game, but I did go to the Fan Fest, and I can tell you, SoFi Stadium is like one of the eighth wonders of the world. It is absolutely incredible. There's no bad sight lines, nowhere in that stadium. It's state-of-the-art. It is just absolutely incredible. It is a palace of football.
Well, I heard a sports commentator say that, I mean, watching it on TV is phenomenal, but when you're in person, it's unlike any other. They have that translucent roof. It's really nice. Is the deal the same thing like the Giants and the Jets, where you have the Mara family and the Johnson family have that, like that type of deal? Is it the same thing at SoFi with Stan Kroenke and Dean Spanos? Do they have that type of deal?
I'm not sure what the deal is between the New York teams, but I can tell you that the Chargers and Dean Spanos signed a lease for $1 a year. I'm not sure how they got that type of sweetheart deal, but that's what it is. So the Chargers basically pay nothing to play in that stadium with the Rams.
Oh, wow. Very interesting right there. So I always wanted to ask a Charger fan how that move was from San Diego to L.A. I've just seen over the years and that move happen. I know it hasn't always been pleasant, but as they say, owners do what they can and they move on. So let's move along now to Week 10, David, and the Los Angeles Chargers have got a game against the Minnesota Vikings. And while the Chargers are riding high off of this victory, the Chargers are riding high off this victory over the Eagles, the Vikings losing a tough one in overtime to the Baltimore Ravens. I want to start off with the Charger defense. We talked about Joey Bosa. We talked about Derwin James and the rest of the crew. How do they manage to stop this Viking offense with Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen and Dalvin Cook?
Yeah, I think the last person you mentioned is the biggest concern for Charger fans, and it's because the Chargers run defense is last in the NFL. They've been awful, giving up 160-plus rushing yards a game, around 5 yards a carry. And Dalvin Cook's a special running back. He's been a great – and Alexander Mattison for that matter as well. They're a great complement. The Chargers have done very good against the pass. They've only given up around 205 yards per game through the air. They're really doing a great job of limiting the explosive plays. So I think in this game, just like, you know, if you've seen the last several games, teams are running the football a lot against the Chargers because they know – they can stay in those nice down and distance situations, and they can keep the Chargers defense on the field and keep their offense on the field as well and keep the Chargers offense on the sideline. So I'm very scared about what they're going to do with Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook's a special runner, and the Chargers have struggled mightily against the run.
All right, let's move along now to the other side of the ball. So the Vikings defense, you know, again, we talked about Justin Herbert and that's Austin Eckler and then the Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. What must the Charger offense do to get points against the Viking defense?
Yeah, I mean, the Vikings defense is solid against the pass, but they're not great. They also have some deficiencies against the run. But if I'm the Chargers, I'm sticking to what works, and that's continuing to move Justin Herbert out of the pocket, continuing to get those tight ends involved, and use Austin Eckler the right way. I mean, you still want to run him in between the tackles, but you want to get him the ball in space. I think the Chargers used the screen game pretty effectively against the Eagles. They need to do that again against the Vikings. So that just helps them stay on the field, stay efficient. And at the end of the day, against a quarterback that has played extremely well this year, Kirk Cousins, 16 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, you really got to make the most of your opportunities on offense. You have to score touchdowns every time you get the football.
All right, fair enough. And you heard it from him. He is David Drogemeier. He is the host of the Locked On Chargers podcast and the Locked On NFL podcast. Again, David, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Tell everybody just in detail what you do as the host of Locked On Chargers and Locked On NFL.
Yeah, so I'm not the host of the Locked On NFL podcast. I'm just part of the Locked On podcast network. But as a host of the Locked On Chargers, we do 5 audio shows a week, and we're also on YouTube now, so you can watch us on video as well. And, you know, we do this 52 weeks a year. We only have a short off season, so if you're a Charger fan, please check us out. You can find us anywhere you find your podcasts, whether that's Apple Music, Spotify, Odyssey, or, like I said, on video on YouTube.
Awesome. And, again, David, tell everybody one more time where they can find you on social media as well as Locked On Chargers and any websites you have, anything, and let them know that as well. And also, where can they listen once again to Locked On Chargers?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me on Twitter at DroTalkSD. That's DroTalkSD. You can find our show on Twitter at Locked On LAC, and on Instagram, Locked On Chargers, on Facebook, Locked On Chargers. And like I said, you can listen to us on any streaming platform that you like to use, whether that's Apple Music, Spotify, Odyssey. We are everywhere, and just recently on video on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, Locked On Chargers.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He is David Drogemeier, the host of the Locked On Chargers podcast. The podcast gives you all the 411 on what's currently happening with the NFL's Los Angeles Chargers. David, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
I will do that. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate the invite.
You're welcome, my man. We'll be back with more right after this.
If I subtract, do I add? Out of the pocket, Herbert sets. Home run ball is hauled in. Mike Williams, a big play downfield against Darius Slay. In there on a 3rd and 1. Quick snap, quick throw. Herbert to Parham. Oh, he breaks free. Touchdown, Chargers.
Looking to put this one away. The approach sweeps the leg and knocks it through for Los Angeles. 27-24, the Chargers.
Beat the stress with the Planet Fitness Black Card for $22.99 a month and feel great with all the perks, like access to over 2,000 locations, bring a guest anytime, and relax and unwind with massage chairs and more. Your fitness is essential. Join Planet Fitness today and enjoy all the perks of the PF Black Card for zero enrollment and $22.99 a month. Hurry, deal ends November 16th.
Join Planet Fitness today for no enrollment. Hurry, offer ends Tuesday, November 16th.
Commitment may apply. See club for details.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chris Lee Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Lead.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Tom's Thumb for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Tom Thumb for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Tom Thumb Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit TomThumb.com/4U for program details.
Beat the stress with the Planet Fitness Black Card for $22.99 a month and feel great with all the perks, like access to over 2,000 locations, bring a guest anytime, and relax and unwind with massage chairs and more. Your fitness is essential. Join Planet Fitness today and enjoy all the perks of the PF Black Card for zero enrollment and $22.99 a month. Hurry, deal ends November 16th.
Join Planet Fitness today for no enrollment. Hurry, offer ends Tuesday, November 16th.
Commitment may apply. See club for details.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with Mom? That's more than a 5-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Beat the stress with the Planet Fitness Black Card for $22.99 a month and feel great with all the perks, like access to over 2,000 locations, bring a guest anytime, and relax and unwind with massage chairs and more. Your fitness is essential. Join Planet Fitness today and enjoy all the perks of the PF Black Card for zero enrollment and $22.99 a month. Hurry, deal ends November 16th.
Join Planet Fitness today for no enrollment. Hurry, offer ends Tuesday, November 16th.
Commitment may apply. See club for details.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen. And so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
4Ocean is diving to new depths to clean the ocean and protect our coral reefs. Our mission? Help recover more than 2 million tires that have been damaging crucial marine habitats since the 1970s. The Osborne Reef Bracelet is made with actual pieces of the tires that our crews are recovering. Order yours today and help fund this historic cleanup operation at 4ocean.com.
Beat the stress with the Planet Fitness Black Card for $22.99 a month and feel great with all the perks, like access to over 2,000 locations, bring a guest anytime, and relax and unwind with massage chairs and more. Your fitness is essential. Join Planet Fitness today and enjoy all the perks of the PF Black Card for zero enrollment and $22.99 a month. Hurry, deal ends November 16th.
Join Planet Fitness today for no enrollment. Hurry, offer ends Tuesday, November 16th.
Commitment may apply. See club for details.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to David Drogemeyer, the host of the Locked On Chargers podcast. Great job from David giving us the 411 on what's currently happening with the Los Angeles Chargers. All right, let's get to Week 10's most important games in the National Football League. Let's start off with the Thursday night matchup between the Baltimore Ravens and the Miami Dolphins. First things first for Baltimore, coming off a huge win over the Minnesota Vikings, a come-from-behind victory, beating the Vikings in overtime 34-31. As for the Miami Dolphins, it was an important win that they had last week against the Houston Texans, beating the Texans 17-9. Now, we know about the quarterback situation. Tua Tagovailoa it most likely won't play in the Thursday night game against the Baltimore Ravens, so Jacoby Brissett will get another start for the Dolphins as the quarterback. Meanwhile, for Miami, again, Miami just trying to find their way. They're 2-7. They're not going to make the playoffs this year. They've got Myles Gaskin at the running back position. They got Jalen Waddle, who had a nice game last week against Houston. Also, they have their tight end with Mike Gesicki. And then, as far as Baltimore is concerned, again, we know about Lamar Jackson. It's no secret about we know what Lamar can do. Lamar's an MVP candidate this year. And they also have Devontae Freeman. They have Le'Veon Bell filling in nicely on the running side of things. Of course, Marquise Brown, and you got Mark Andrews, who's their all-world tight end. So Baltimore and Miami, we thought this was going to be Lamar versus Tua. That's not going to be the case, but it's going to be should be a fun game down in South Florida with the Baltimore Ravens going up against the Miami Dolphins. The next game that we have are the New Orleans Saints going up against the Tennessee Titans. First for the Tennessee Titans, the Titans pulled off the upset last Sunday night, beating the Los Angeles Rams. No one expected this. No one expected the Titans to come out and manhandle the Rams like they did in front of a worldwide audience on a Sunday night. Adrian Peterson didn't go over 100 yards rushing. It didn't matter. They didn't need him to. He filled in nicely, did what he needed to do, and he got the job done. Tennessee's defense was outstanding in the game against the Rams with the likes of Harold Landry, David Long, also DeNico Autry, Jeffrey Simmons, and, of course, Kevin Byard. So the Titans, they return home to Nashville to go up against the New Orleans Saints. The Saints lost a tough one against the Atlanta Falcons at the Caesars Superdome last week. Again, we know the quarterback situation. Jameis Winston done for the year. Trevor Siemian played a decent game, but again, you know, the Saints are trying to adjust defensively. They didn't do as well as they would have liked in last week's game, so they got to have a tough test as the Crescent City will square off against Music City USA with the Saints and the Titans. The next game that I have is going to be the Cleveland Browns going up against the New England Patriots. First off, for New England, big win over the Carolina Panthers. Last week, Mac Jones handled his business nicely. The Patriots' defense played very well. As for Cleveland, distractions leading up to this game, the Odell Beckham Jr., Baker Mayfield situation. Long story short, Odell is released. And it showed that they were motivated by his absence because it seemed as though they played flawless and they handed it to Cincinnati. You know, no Odell, no problem. We're going to handle this by hook or by crook. Baker Mayfield was relaxed in this game. He played very well. Jarvis Landry, Donovan Peoples-Jones all played very well. Cleveland's defense was nice in the game, beating Cincinnati. Now, Cleveland does have an issue. No Nick Chubb for this game. Nick tested positive for COVID-19, so he will be out for this game. So Cleveland missing a part of their running game. So Baker's going to be most likely do a lot of the work on his own for the offense. And as for New England, Mac Jones, it begins and ends with him. If he plays well, everything should go well for New England. It's going to be a good one with the Browns and the Patriots at Foxborough. Next game is going to be the Atlanta Falcons going up against the Dallas Cowboys. The Falcons, big win last week, beating their arch rival in the NFC South, the New Orleans Saints. Matt Ryan played very nicely. How about Cordarrelle Patterson? Cordarrelle has been a steal for the Falcons this year, doing his thing, both running and catching the ball. Defensively, they played pretty well against the Saints. Again, defense hasn't really been the bright spot for the Falcons this season, but they've gotten some stops from the likes of Deion Jones and also Foye Oluwakan. And as for Dallas, Dallas was embarrassed last week by the Denver Broncos. Dak Prescott, no excuse, didn't play well. Ezekiel Elliott didn't play well. Nobody on the offensive side played well. And defensively was just as bad because Teddy Bridgewater and the Broncos had their way with the Dallas defense. So Dallas is going to be on a mission, another home game for the Cowboys as they try to get back on their winning ways as they take on the Atlanta Falcons. Next game is going to be the Minnesota Vikings against the Los Angeles Chargers. As you heard in the interview in the earlier segment, me and David Drogemeyer, we talked about this game. And the Chargers, again, come from behind when beating the Philadelphia Eagles. Justin Herbert, an MVP candidate this year. Justin, it begins and ends with him. I mean, what a steal the Chargers made with drafting Justin, only his second year in the league. Really has got this Charger offense going, and not just with him, but with Austin Eckler, the pass protection from the offensive line. You've got the wide receivers with Mike Williams. You've also got Keenan Allen, their tight end with Jared Cook, and then the Charger defense. You know, the Charger defense came in and made plays when they needed to. Wasn't perfect, but they did enough to stop the Eagles offense when it mattered the most, and they're going to be going up against the Minnesota Vikings. And Minnesota, man, it's been a tough year for them, losing a tough one last week in overtime to the Baltimore Ravens. Kirk Cousins has played nicely this year, but haven't really been able to put it together. Offensively, you've got Kirk Cousins, you've got Justin Jefferson as Adam Thielen. A weird situation has developed with Dalvin Cook. He's been placed with charges of the allegations of domestic violence against Dalvin. We have to pay attention to see how that situation is going to unfold, but nevertheless, it's been a lot of problems with the Vikings for much of the year, and especially during the week with the Vikings losing to the Ravens in overtime, and then with the Dalvin Cook domestic violence allegations, similar to Green Bay, a lot of distractions with Minnesota, but nevertheless, Vikings and Chargers going to meet out on the West Coast, going to be an exciting game. Also, we have an interesting game at Lambeau Field between the Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers. Again, a lot of developing stories in this matchup. First for Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers was fined, along with his wide receiver, Alan Lazard. They were both fined $14,650, slap on the wrist, as I said earlier on in the program. And as for Green Bay, the organization was fined $300,000. So, again, another slap on the wrist, and then not only dealing with the Aaron Rodgers distraction for almost 2 weeks now, they've also got another distraction at the quarterback position. Jordan Love thrown in the line of fire last week, losing a close one to the Kansas City Chiefs. Looks like he may be able to be the starter for this one against Seattle. The earliest Aaron Rodgers can come back, it would be Saturday, but I don't know if that's going to be enough time for him to pick up the playbook and get ready for the Seahawks. But Seattle, Russell Wilson is cleared, and he will play in Sunday's game. So you talk about a turn of events right here with both teams. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay's had so many distractions the last 2 weeks. Seattle seems that the bleeding is going to stop. I mean, Geno Smith did the best that he could at the quarterback position. God bless Geno, but I know Pete Carroll and the 12th man are going to be excited to have Russell Wilson back for this game with the Seahawks and the Packers. Sunday night, the Kansas City Chiefs going up against the Las Vegas Raiders in the AFC West showdown. Kansas City, again, they've won two in a row, but offense is still not there. I don't know what's going on with Kansas City. Seems like a lot of distractions, injuries have mounted, and where offense has not been, offense has been an issue this year. Defensively, especially the last 2 weeks, Kansas City's really stepped up their game. And as for the Raiders, again, distractions with the Henry Ruggs situation, and then Damon Arnett, their cornerback, was released this week after releasing a very harmful video on social media with him holding guns and saying who he was threatening to kill and this, that, and the third. So many distractions going on with the Raiders within the last 2 weeks with Henry Ruggs and the Damon Arnett situation. Chiefs and Raiders, this is going to be this is going to come down to quarterback play, Patrick Mahomes versus Derek Carr. If this is a game where Kansas City can really shine bright in terms of being on the offensive side, this would be the game because the Raiders are decimated on the defensive side. Again, a lot of distractions that they've had to face. The Raiders lost a tough one on the East Coast to the Giants last week. So Raiders, Chiefs and Raiders going to be a good one, a shootout I expect, or should I say it's going to be an offensive explosion on Sunday night. And my Monday night game, the Monday night game that we have is the Los Angeles Rams going up against the San Francisco 49ers. I want to start off with the Rams for a moment. The Rams embarrassed last Sunday night by the Tennessee Titans. Matthew Stafford just couldn't get going. The running game couldn't get going. They just had the Rams offense just never got going. And this was a shocker to see this because everybody thought, oh, well, no Derrick Henry. The Rams are going to have their way. Boy, was I wrong? And were a lot of people wrong that watched this game on Sunday night. So the Rams have a division opponent. They head up to the Bay Area in Santa Clara to take on the 49ers. The 49ers embarrassed by the Cardinals at home at Levi's Stadium. They're looking for some retribution in this game. Now, George Kittle did return for the 49ers. That helped out a little bit, but they're going to need more than George Kittle for this contest. They're going to need Debo Samuel. They're going to need Elijah Mitchell to run the ball much better. Defensively, the 49ers defense will be tested against this high-powered Ram offense. Rams and the 49ers, the last about 5 or 6 years, these two teams have always had unstoppable close games. Rams and the 49ers, that's going to be a good one on Monday night. All right, now it's time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Seattle Seahawks squaring off against the Green Bay Packers. For the last several years, It would have been Aaron Rodgers going up against Russell Wilson. Well, due to some unfortunate circumstances, we won't get that, at least this year in the regular season. Aaron, of course, it seems as though he most likely won't play in this game, and it looks like Jordan Love is going to be the starter for this one, making his second career NFL start. One thing is for sure is that Jordan, if there's any positive that could come out of this as far as the passing game is concerned, Jordan Love can make things happen. Because let's face it, Seattle's defense is one of the worst in the league. So this could be a breakout game for Jordan Love where he could shine and he could excel in this game, making his first career home start at Lambeau Field. So, yeah, while Green Bay's offense is chomping at the bit, Jordan Love could feel a little bit safe because of Seattle's defense not being that great. And, yeah, you've got Aaron Jones, who's just an MVP candidate, just been running the ball and just been playing magnificently, both running and receiving the ball. Green Bay's defense is going to have to prepare for the return of Russell Wilson. Russell has been out for, I'd say, almost 5 weeks now due to a finger injury. The pen is out. He's throwing the ball again. And Pete Carroll said Russell is a fast healer. And, yeah, 5 weeks later, guess what? The finger is healed. He's throwing. He's back at it, and he's expected to start in this game. And this should be a breakout game for Russell because, again, he's got DK Metcalf. He's got Tyler Lockett. And, man, Seattle's offense is long overdue for a major game. And if there's any major venue where the Seahawks offense can get it done, it's at Lambeau Field. So this is going to be a good one right here. I think the Packers are going to play much better in this game. I think Jordan Love is going to be much better in the passing attack. This should be a good one right here at Lambeau Field. The Seattle Seahawks versus the Green Bay Packers, my game of the week. All right, now before we close out the show, I want to give you my winners for Week 10's most important games in the NFL. Let's start off with the Thursday night matchup between the Baltimore Ravens and the Miami Dolphins. I like the Ravens to win that game. Going to be a close game in Nashville between the New Orleans Saints and the Tennessee Titans. I like the Titans to beat the Saints. Good game between the Cleveland Browns and the New England Patriots. At Foxborough, I like the Browns to beat the Patriots. The Atlanta Falcons going up against the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas will play much better in this game, but I'm calling for the upset. I like the Falcons to beat the Cowboys. The Minnesota Vikings going up against the Los Angeles Chargers. The Vikings are going to put up a good fight, but I like the Chargers to win this game. My game of the week between the Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers, very close game, but Russell Wilson will shine bright, especially in the fourth quarter. I like the Seahawks to beat the Packers. Sunday night game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Las Vegas Raiders, I like the Chiefs to win this game. And Monday night, the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers, I like the 49ers to win. So again, here are my winners for Week 10's most important games: Baltimore, Tennessee, Cleveland, Atlanta, Los Angeles Chargers, Seattle, Kansas City, and San Francisco. So I hope you got that. And that's it. That should be your picks right there for Week 10's most important games. And that's going to do it for another edition of the League Wraparound. Once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to David Drogemeyer, the host of the Locked On Chargers podcast. The podcast provides content related to the NFL's Los Angeles Chargers. Thank you to him once again for him joining the program, for that great interview that we had, giving us the 411 on the Los Angeles Chargers. And until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to the League Wraparound. Till next time, so long, everybody.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Randalls For You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Randalls For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Randalls Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit randalls.com/foryou for program details.
Socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters. Underwear is the second, shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Beat the stress with the Planet Fitness Black Card for $22.99 a month and feel great with all the perks, like access to over 2,000 locations, bring a guest anytime, and relax and unwind with massage chairs and more. Your fitness is essential. Join Planet Fitness today and enjoy all the perks of the PF Black Card for zero enrollment and $22.99 a month. Hurry, deal ends November 16th.
Join Planet Fitness today for no enrollment. Hurry, offer ends Tuesday, November 16th.
Commitment may apply. See club for details.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today.